Chapter 14. From Mediocristan to Extremistan and back. Let's see how an increasingly man-made planet can evolve away from mild into wild randomness. First, I describe how we get to Extremistan. Then, I'll take a look at its evolution. The world is unfair. Is the world that unfair? I've spent my entire life studying randomness, practicing randomness, hating randomness. The more the time passes, the worse things seem to me, the more scared I get, the more disgusted I am with Mother Nature. The more I think about my subject, the more I see evidence that the world we have in our minds is different from the one playing outside. Every morning the world appears to me more random than it did the day before, and humans seem to be even more fooled by it than they were the previous day. It's becoming unbearable. I find writing these lines painful. I find the world revolting. Two soft scientists propose intuitive models for the development of this inequity. One is a mainstream economist, the other a sociologist. Both simplify a little too much. I'll present their ideas because they're easy to understand, not because of the scientific quality of their insights or any consequences in their discoveries. Then I'll show the story as seen from the vantage point of the natural scientists. Let me start with the economist Sherwin Rosen. In the early 80s, he wrote papers about the economics of superstars. In one of the papers, he conveyed his sense of outrage that a basketball player could earn $1.2 million a year, or a television celebrity could make $2 million. To get an idea of how this concentration is increasing, i.e., of how we are moving away from Mediocristan, consider that television celebrities and sports stars, even in Europe, get contracts today, only two decades later, worth in the hundreds of millions of dollars. The extreme is about, so far, 20 times higher than it was two decades ago. According to Rosen, this inequality comes from a tournament effect. Someone who is marginally better can easily win the entire pot, leaving the others with nothing. Using an argument from earlier, people prefer to pay $10.99 for a recording featuring Horowitz to $9.99 for a struggling pianist. Would you rather read Kundera for $13.99 or some unknown author for a dollar? So it looks like a tournament where the winner grabs the whole thing and he doesn't have to win by much. But the role of luck is missing in Rosen's beautiful argument. The problem here is the notion of better, this focus on skills as leading to success. Random outcomes or an arbitrary situation can also explain success and provide the initial push that leads to a winner-take-all result. A person can get slightly ahead for entirely random reasons. Because we like to imitate one another, we'll flock to him. The world of contagion is so underestimated.